The administration of Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is claiming victory in today's referendum to expand the president's executive powers. With 99% of the votes counted, Turkish election officials said 51% of Turks voted yes to amend the country's constitution. It will result in abolishing the office of prime minister and allowing the president to draft the budget, issue decrees, and appoint judges without parliamentary approval. President Erdogan cast his ballot in Istanbul and called a yes vote, quote, a choice for change and transformation. Opponents charge the changes will lead to authoritarian one-man rule. And they have already begun challenging the results. For more on the referendum, I'm joined by Skype from Istanbul by New York Times reporter Patrick Kingsley. Patrick, this is close. I'm sure you've been watching it all night. But one side is claiming victory and the other side says not so fast.
Well, exactly. The administration of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has claimed victory. His prime minister, Binali Yildirim, who will be out of a job thanks to this constitutional change, has just made a speech claiming victory. The main opposition party, however, is contesting what it says around 37% of ballot boxes, and that could be well over 2 million votes in there.
What are the concerns that the opposition has?
They're claiming that there might have been ballot stuffing. There are videos circulating, unverified videos of individuals taking, for example, five ballot slips and placing them within a ballot box. And the main opposition party, the CHP, says there could be thousands of such instances, but this is yet to be proved.
How strong is the possibility that the opposition can mount enough of a challenge to take over the role of president in a couple of years? I mean, it's for people watching in the United States, how competitive is it there?
It feels very unlikely at the moment. President Erdogan is without doubt the most popular politician in Turkey, even if he's a very divisive man and seems to split the country in two. There isn't another figure within the main opposition parties who is currently out of jail who could mount a particularly strong opposition to him. Never say never, but at the moment he seems the likely favorite to win in 2019, and his political party seems likely to be the biggest party in parliament. And the only means of providing a check on the president's power would be if opposition parties managed to form a majority in parliament. But the way that the political landscape in Turkey looks right now, that also seems unlikely.
How much of a factor did the attempted coup play into this vote?
I think it had a major factor because it had a major effect, rather, because President Erdogan was able to show that there is a very real threat to Turkish democracy. He was able to say, we were elected and a faction within the army tried to usurp us from power. And for that reason, we need to create stability, and you, the electorate, need to vote for this constitutional change that would centralize power in the hands of the president.
Was Turkey and was Erdogan conscious of what the rest of the world thought about this referendum and what happens tomorrow?
I think they were very conscious because the reason why President Erdogan and his allies stoked so many battles, in particular with Europe and European politicians. He called Europeans Nazis, in particular in Holland and Germany. The reason why he did all that was to create the illusion of a Turkey under siege. And that had the effect of rallying nationalist voters to his cause. It made them think that President Erdogan was the only person standing up for them and Turkey. And for that reason, they needed to vote for him. So he was very aware of what people thought of Turkey, and he played on that. He used that to his advantage.
All right. New York Times reporter Patrick Kingsley joining us via Skype from Istanbul tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.